We seem to be having this conversation over and over again.
You're right.
Look, I know how you feel about my smoking. You don't have to tell me every day.
I'm sorry. I worry about you.
I know. But work and school have me so stressed out. Maybe I'll be able to quit after I graduate.
Let's be honest. There's always going to be a reason. After you graduate, it's going to be hard to find a job. Then there will be the stress from starting a job. Then...
Okay, I get your point. It's just so hard. You don't really understand because you never smoke.
You need some help. Why don't you go to a doctor?
You mean a psychiatrist?
No, I don't mean a general practitioner. Maybe you can get a patch or some pills. Well, I don't know. Something to help you with the withdrawal. Because that's what it is.
Really, I believe I can't quit on my own. But I'll think about it. I will.
All right. I won't mention it for a week. Then I want to know your decision. Because if you don't get some help, I need to rethink our plans.
You mean you'd break our engagement over this? I can't believe it.
I don't know. I love you, but I'm not sure I could accept everything that goes along with the smoking.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 19. What is the main topic of this conversation?
What does the woman suggest?
21. How does the man feel about the woman's decision?
22. What can we infer about the woman?